And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning, Sweet World, and welcome to a bonus episode of the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Saturday, November 25th, 2023. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the yard, solo dolo like a sicko, to break down all of Friday night's NBA in-season tournament scores, look at the advanced scenarios for the group play winners, and maybe some predictions when it comes to the wild cards and the quarterfinals. If you're watching me live on YouTube, you are a sicko. Smash that like button. Make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening to the podcast, that's fantastic as well. Leave No Dunks a 5-star rating and review. I'm going to try and get you in and out here in 20 minutes. Because Friday's IST games, they didn't disappoint. Almost every one of them featured significant sort of tournament implications. I thought we should really break it down because I was walking Luna thinking, you know, we got to play our part here as part of the quote-unquote media in trying to sell this IST or at least explain it to people because it can be complicated. So I'm going to try and do my small part in helping this succeed. Because I'm having fun with it. It's cool that these games mean a little bit more here in November and as we get closer to the knockout stage. Big picture for everyone. This is where we stand. We're looking for 6 of the 8 teams still to advance to the knockout stage. Again, lots of games on last night. But at the end of it all, we're still looking for 6 more teams to actually make the knockout stage there. Like I said, the Pacers and Lakers, they're both in. We knew this. They have now both finished with a 4-0 record. They both won their respective group A's. So Pacers and Lakers, you're good. Their fans are pumped. The NBA is probably very excited. The Lakers are going to have a shot in the knockout stage. And we're also fairly confident a third team has sort of punched its ticket to the knockout group there, knockout stage, I should say. That's the Phoenix Suns, but we'll get to them in a second. Here's what happened last night, though. I'm going to move with some pace. Friday's action began in the afternoon with a statement win from the Magic over the Celtics, who not only positioned themselves to really likely advance, but they proved that the Orlando Magic, they're for real. And it was Mo Wagner, not Franz, brother Mo, who had 27 points leading the Orlando Magic over the Celtics, spoiling Boston's attempt at clinching East Group C. If they had won that, they would have had it and been going through. But now Orlando, 3-1, a plus 22-point differential. That moves them into first place in Group C. And they're sort of in a pretty good spot. A little bit later in this pod, I'll look ahead to the Tuesday games, the final night of the group play in the IST and sort of what could happen or what needs to happen for teams to advance. Following that game, though, the Suns comfortably crushed the Grizzlies. That puts them in pole position for the Western Conference wildcard spot. Booker scored a season-high 40. Got NBA TV analysts calling him beautiful. Eric Gordon added 20. They played without KD in this one. No Beal, of course. Phoenix led by as many as 18. The Grizzlies cut it to single digits in the second half, and this was all important with these point differentials, but Jordan Goodwin scored 8 straight for the Suns in the fourth quarter. They win comfortably, and the Suns finished their group play 3-1 with a plus 34 point differential. So, because of that, and because of what happened with the Pelicans score, we almost certainly know one of the 4 matchups in the knockout stage. The Lakers, with that plus 74 point differential, they're going to be the top seed in the West. I think something like the Kings have to beat the Warriors by 46 or 47 points for them to overtake the number one seed. But Lakers are good. They're the top seed. And then the Suns, by virtue of their wild card status, they're going to be the 4th team. So that means those two teams, the Lakers and the Suns, are going to play in LA to determine who makes it to Las Vegas and the semifinals. Those games are going to be played on December 4th and 5th. We don't know the schedule, of course, but it's all but a given that the Lakers will be hosting the Suns, which is, you know, pretty tasty game. In arguably the game of Friday, the Knicks rallied from a 21-point deficit to beat the Miami Heat 100-98. And they stay alive. You know, I'm trying to find it. Let's hit them with the bing bong. That's right. Bing bong. The Knicks' IST dreams are alive. They trailed 96-87 with like 3:50 to go in the fourth. Mounted a furious comeback. Jimmy Butler missed a potential winning three-pointer just before the buzzer. So the Knicks, huge win. They go to 2-1. They're plus 18 point differential. So they avoid elimination. They rise to second in the East Group B. And the Heat, they fall to 2-1. They're plus 11 point differential. And that has them in the third spot in the group. Because in other East Group B play, Brook Lopez matched a career high with 39 points. He hit a three-pointer with like 2:40 to go. Put the Bucks ahead for good in a little too close for comfort. 131-128 victory over the Wizards. Yes, they were playing Washington. Bucks got it done, though. Wild game. 22 ties, 19 lead changes. Like I said, Brook with 39. Giannis and Dame each added 31. Now, Middleton did leave the game. Left Achilles tendon tightness. I think they're saying he's going to be okay. Has he been okay at all this season? But anyway, the Bucks go to 3-0. They're plus 39. So they're still undefeated. And they are top East Group B with that win. Let's go over to the West Group B. Jalen Green, 25 points. Elprin Shengun, 21-14. This guy's a stud. As the Rockets beat the Nuggets, again, 105-86. They've got their number. And this is a dominant victory here. Houston improves to 2-1 in the tournament. They rise to second in that group. They're a plus 16-point differential. Nuggets, you're gone. Nuggets is out of here. They have no chance. They've officially been eliminated. And then in the other West Group B action, the Pelicans solidified their position with a win over the Clippers. Zion Williamson was a monster. Scored a season-high 32 points. Ingram added 30. He started this game on fire. So the Pelicans finish group play 3-1. They're done. Again, not some of these teams are done playing. They've played their four games. Some have some on Tuesday night. But the Pelicans are a plus 33 point differential. Remember what the Suns were? They were a plus 34. The Pelicans could not win this group. So they'd be still out of the wildcard spot because the Suns have them by one. Ooh. That said, they could win the group because Pelicans fans and their players and their coaches, they are now the biggest Mavericks fans in the world. Because if the Mavericks beat the Rockets, the Pelicans advance by winning the group. And if the Rockets beat the Mavericks, they advance. So huge game there on Tuesday night with Houston visiting Dallas, okay? Pels want the Mavs to take care of business there. And obviously Rockets fans want to win, and they're in. Finally, in West Group C on Friday night, De'Aaron Fox, Star Fox, do a barrel roll, 36 points, 12 assists. I'm loving this, by the way, seeing Star Fox go off here. Kings prevented the Wolves from clinching a spot in the quarterfinals. Sacramento wins 124-111. Kings go to 3-0 in Group C. They are clearly in the driver's seat. When it comes to this group, they shot like 49% from three in this game, 17 to 35. I'm rounding up a little bit. And then meanwhile, Steph Curry, same group play here, scored 35 as the Warriors sent the Spurs to their 11th straight loss. They can't even spell Wembanyama's jersey name correctly. Warriors improved to 2-1, and they have a plus 5-point differential. But, you know, because of that and their losses, they are third here still in the West Group C. So it goes Kings, it goes Wolves, and then it goes Warriors because of the head-to-head tiebreaker. Okay? That's everything that went down there on Friday night. You still with me? This is where things stand now, heading into the final day of group stage play on Tuesday. I want to give a huge assist here to Sam Quinn and Jack Maloney at CBS Sports, Tim Bontemps at ESPN. Hollinger's always great with this stuff. Again, they are doing incredible work breaking all of this down. But Tuesday night, it's our final IST group play stage. In East Group B, here's what has to happen. If the Bucks beat the Heat on Tuesday, they win East Group B. If the Heat beat the Bucks and the Knicks lose to the Hornets, then the Heat win East Group B. And if the Heat and Knicks both win, we got a sexy threesome here. We got a three-way tie in that scenario atop the group, and the winner would be determined by point differential. Now, the Bucks, I already said it, they're plus 39. They have a distinct advantage over the Knicks at plus 18 and over the Heat at plus 11. So in that scenario where, again, the Heat and the Knicks win, the Heat would have to beat the Bucks by at least 8 points more than the Knicks beat the Hornets to finish second in the group to even have a shot at the wild card. I know that's very confusing, but really the important game there is, of course, Bucks versus Heat on Tuesday night. And if Milwaukee beats them, they're 4-0 and they're going through. And obviously Miami would be eliminated, and the Knicks, who you assume will beat the Hornets, you never know, but you assume they'll beat the Hornets and really have a good chance to be a wild card team in the East. In East Group C, Orlando has played all four of its games. They're 3-1. They're a plus 22 point differential, as I said. So here's how this one goes. It can get a little insane, but I have a weird feeling that my Raptors might play spoiler and make it very simple for the Magic fans. But anyway, if the Celtics playing the Bulls and the Nets playing the Raptors both lose, then the Magic advance by winning that Group C. If the Celtics win and the Nets lose, that's okay. The Magic also advance. But if the Nets win and the Celtics lose, then the Nets win the group due to their tiebreaker over the Magic. So it's a wild one here. And if the Nets and Celtics both win against those two no-dunky teams in the Raps and Bulls, we would have a three-way tie in this group too, determined by point differential. And right now the Magic plus 22, Nets plus 8, Celtics plus 0. So that was a lot, but Magic are feeling pretty good, not only because they have the best point differential, but they really just need, you know, they need either both those teams, the Celtics and Nets, to lose, or at least the Nets to lose. And then they're feeling pretty good about moving on. And when it comes to the East wild cards, you know, we know the Suns are going to be the Western Conference wild card. It's complicated. Okay. I mean, there are teams that are 2-2 that are technically still in the mix as a wild card. Not likely, but the East have, I think, six teams with one or zero losses that still have a game left. Again, I think if the Knicks take care of the Hornets on Tuesday, they're in a good spot to advance as the wild card. In the West, it's pretty simple, actually. West Group B, we already went over it. If the Rockets beat the Mavs on Tuesday, Houston advances. And if the Mavs beat the Rockets, New Orleans advances. That's very simple. Massive, massive game between Houston and Dallas. In West Group C, it can be simple. It can be complicated. It really comes down to if the Kings beat the Warriors, who are their kryptonite, as we know. If the Kings do it, though, they advance. They win the group. If the Warriors beat the Kings, they could advance with a Wolves loss to the Thunder. If the Wolves and Warriors win, we have a three-way tie in this group. We go to point differential, and the Kings have a big advantage at plus 29 over the Warriors, who are plus 5, and the minus 3 Wolves. So the Kings fans are feeling good right now, too. I'm going to show you something here, because I know that was a lot, especially for you people on YouTube, and I guess you podcast listeners, but let's add this to the screen here. This is the East Group standings. For you pod listeners, I'm showing the fancy, colorful standings for all three groups in the East. You know, Indy there, 4-0. Milwaukee, 3-0 right now. Magic leading the East C group at 3-1. It's funny they include points total as a column. I mean, I get it, but I know we could get to that when it comes to tiebreakers, but it's like, do we really need that on the graphic? Otherwise, it's pretty slick. So let me remove that one, and I will show you the West. Just give me 1 second here, because I got to fire up a whole other share screen scenario here. Now I got to make sure I pick the right one. Okay, so you should be seeing the West now. Lakers 4-0. Suns plus 34. Again, in that point differential at 3-1, they're going to be the wild card team. And then, yeah, I love these other two groups here in the West B, West C. Pels 3-1. Rockets have a chance, though. And then West C, Kings 3-0, the only undefeated team in that group, with Mini and Golden State at 2-1. Okay? You see all the colors? Do you like all the colors? What's your favorite color? Let me know in the stream team. Removing that, I'm going to give you my predictions, how this all finishes on Tuesday night when it comes to the in-season tournament quarterfinal matchups. Here's what I think happens. We'll start in the East. I think the Heat are going to beat the Bucks on Tuesday. And I think the Knicks are going to beat the Hornets. So, if you remember, that scenario would give us a three-way tie in that group. But because Milwaukee is so far ahead with their point differential, I think they're going to be okay. They're going to finish, again, this is just my predictions, they'll finish atop the group because of point differentials. Then the Knicks would be second and be the wild card. And then the Heat, I think, will be 3-1 and still not make it. And everyone's going to get all upset. That's why I think the Heat are going to beat the Bucks. Maximum chaos. People pissed off. What? They're 3-1. They're not through. And oh, we need to change it already. I think that's what's going to happen here. Okay. So I do think Milwaukee, New York, and Miami in that order all tied, but point differential going to the Bucks. In East Group C, I'm going to play my homework card here. Thank you very much. I think the Raps beat the Nets. And that means the Magic would advance. The Raptors are going to want to screw Celtics fans, right? They've got some history in playoff matchups. Obviously in the same division there. I guess the Nets are too. I think the Raps beat the Nets. Play spoiler. Don't even give Boston a chance. And or the Nets a chance. And that means the Magic would advance. That's my prediction. So in my hypothetical, Pacers would host the wild card Knicks because the Pacers would be the number one seed because I had the Bucks losing in this Tuesday night game to Miami. So that would hurt their point differential a little bit. Pacers hosting the Knicks, Bucks hosting the Magic. Are you excited? Because that's what I think is going to happen. Out West, I think the Kings finally exercise their demons and I think they beat and defeat the mighty Golden State Warriors, their arch nemesis. On Tuesday, I also think the Mavericks do the Pelicans a favor and beat the Red Hot Rockets. I don't like to say that because I'm loving this Rockets team. And them actually, you know, picking up big wins here and looking like a real basketball team. But remember that Mavs-Rockets game is in Dallas. Houston, have they lost in Houston? Maybe once. They have an unbelievable home record. They've played a lot of home games, I think, too. But they played pretty poorly on the road, and I'm not even sure they have a victory on the road. So I think Dallas will win against Houston on Tuesday, and that would be huge for the Pelicans to advance. So my hypothetical there, Lakers host the wildcard Suns to advance to Vegas. Be a big, big game. A lot of eyeballs on that one. And then, again, my hypothetical would have the Kings hosting the Pelicans. So my final eight teams are going to be Pacers, Knicks, Bucks, Magic, Lakers, Suns, Kings, and Pelicans. There you go. That's where I'm going with the in-season tournament. Hopefully that helps some of you out. Maybe I just made it more confusing. I apologize if I did that. Again, hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. I'm back on Monday with Tassie in the Classic Factory. TK, actually, he's on vacation. Getting a little family time in here at the end of the month. So it'll just be Tass and I doing winners and losers of the NBA weekend. Let us know in the comments, who are your big winners and losers of the NBA weekend so far? I know it's still early Saturday. A lot of basketball to be played, but let us know. So we'll be back then. What else did I want to tell you? Oh yeah, Breaking Tea. BreakingTea.com. Having their Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. It's going all weekend. So if you have been thinking about getting some No Dunks merch, maybe you've been waiting to pull the trigger on that. Maybe you need some Christmas gifts for the No Dunks fans in your life. Now would be a good time to pick up that stuff. I think it's 20% off site-wide on hoodies. And then there's a lot of No Dunks merch that is really discounted and on sale. So go check that out. That link is in the show notes. It's always there. But let's call it there. I got some Christmas lights to put up. See if I fall off a ladder. See how we do. I appreciate you jumping on here, all you sickos on YouTube. We absolutely love to see it. And we will see you on Monday. Until then, embrace the day, people.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.